Welcome to the Archer Institute blog and audio. Today we're covering the article titled Stock and Station Agents, Getting Qualified in Rural Real Estate in NSWW.
And this is one of those areas that a lot of people don't realize exists as a separate qualification. Real estate isn't just apartments in the city.
Not at all. Across regional New South Wales, there's a whole market built on land, livestock, and agriculture, and it needs agents who understand all three.
So what does a stock and station agent actually do?
Think of it as the rural version of real estate. You're selling farms, grazing country, agribusiness property. You're involved in livestock sales. You're handling rural goods and land transactions.
That sounds very different from the residential world.
Completely different mindset. Where a residential agent is thinking about bedrooms and street appeal, a stock and station agent is thinking in hectares, carrying capacity, water access, seasons.
That's a significant shift.
It is, and the role blends property and produce. One week you might be marketing a working cattle property, the next you could be involved in a livestock sale. It's hands-on, outdoors, as much as office-based, rooted in the rhythms of farming.
And why is this worth knowing about as a career path right now?
Because rural and regional property is a serious market in its own right. Farms change hands, agribusinesses expand, regional towns keep moving. But fewer people hold the stock and station qualification.
Because it's specialist knowledge.
Exactly. And that scarcity is part of the appeal. In a regional community, a trusted stock and station agent who knows the land, the families, and the local market is hard to replace. It's a genuine niche, and that's why it can be a strong place to build a career.
All right, so how do you qualify in NSWW?
You complete the stock and station qualification. 5 units, recognized by NSW Fair Trading as the rural agency category.
5 units. What do they actually cover?
Rural property, livestock and agribusiness dealings, alongside the core agency knowledge that underpins any real estate work.
So it's not purely the farming side.
There are real estate fundamentals in there too. Right, and the two-step pattern applies here the same as with other real estate qualifications. Archer Institute, as a registered training organization, issues the qualification. NSW Fair Trading then handles the license category that lets you actually trade.
So those are two separate steps.
Two separate steps. Once your units are done, you confirm your requirements with Fair Trading before you start working in a field.
Walk me through the process from the start.
You decide the rural path is right for you. You enroll in the 5-unit course, which is online and self-paced. You work through each unit and complete the assessments. Then you confirm current requirements with NSW Fair Trading before you trade.
Online and self-paced is a really big deal for someone based in the country.
It's everything. The nearest training center can be hours away. Country life doesn't pause for a classroom timetable, so you work through the course at the kitchen table, between jobs, or in the quiet stretch of the season.
Who tends to suit this path?
People who already have a foot in the rural world. Graziers and farm managers looking for a new chapter, rural professionals wanting a recognized qualification, residential agents in country towns who want to serve the agricultural side of their market.
What about someone from the city thinking about making the move to the country?
It can be a genuine transition, but the common thread is comfort with land, livestock, and the slower, relationship-driven way regional business gets done. That's the culture you're stepping into.
And why is this a separate qualification rather than just an add-on to the standard license?
Because the product is completely different. The standard residential license is built around houses and units. It never touches livestock or agribusiness.
Whereas this puts them at the center.
Exactly. You learn to deal with farms and grazing land, to be involved in livestock and rural goods sales, to handle agribusiness and land transactions. The core agency conduct carries across, but the specialist rural content is what the 5 units are there to teach.
So if you're a residential agent moving into the country, you do this course. You don't just rely on the license you already hold.
That's right. And stock and station work can be a career in itself, or a specialism you add to broader agency experience. Some people spend their whole working life in rural property. Others move between residential and rural depending on where they are and what their market needs.
What's the one thing a listener should do next if this is speaking to them?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute website. It goes through the qualification in detail. And if you want to talk to someone, call the Archer Institute team on 1-800-069-273. They'll walk you through how the 5 units work and how to fit study around your season. Training is nationally recognized, online, and self-paced, with real Australian-based support from enrollment to completion.
Real people you can actually reach, not a chatbot.
Not a chatbot. That's the article on the Archer Institute blog.